由麦克牧师主讲，叶朗天即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
亲爱的朋友，你好。
We are glad you have joined us in this broadcast.
好高兴你能够收听我哋今日嘅节目。
It is our hope and desire that God is using these broadcasts to strengthen you and empower you.
我哋衷心盼望神使用呢个节目，不断加添力量俾你，使你刚强起嚟。
And if you have been listening to this series of messages on the fruit of the Spirit, we pray that you will begin to grow the fruit of the Spirit.
如果你一直喺度收听我哋有关于圣灵嘅果子呢一个嘅系列信息，我哋盼望你已经开始结出圣灵嘅果子啦。
We learned in the last broadcast that in a world where selfishness is considered a virtue，
喺上次嘅节目里边，我哋讨论过喺一个将自私当作系美德嘅一个世界里边。
God's word tells us that those who belong to Jesus are daily growing the fruit of kindness and acting upon it.
神嘅话语话俾我哋听，属于耶稣嘅人正系每日培养佢哋恩慈嘅果子，并且系实践出嚟嘅。
In this broadcast, we will begin to look at another fruit of the Spirit that is central to the character of God.
喺呢次嘅节目里边，我哋将会开始讨论另一个圣灵嘅果子，亦即系神性情最中心嘅部分啦。
That part of the fruit is goodness.
而呢个嘅果子就系良善啦。
Let me tell you a story.
让我讲一个故事俾你听啊。
Early in the 19th century, King Frederick William III of Prussia found himself in great trouble.
喺19世纪嘅早期，普鲁士嘅国王弗雷德里克威廉三世发现自己陷入咗一个困境里边。
He and his country were involved in a very expensive war.
他和他的国家正是卷入一场非常之昂贵的战争里面。
And at the same time, he was endeavoring to transform his nation into a great nation.
但是同时，他正是在励精图治，很想使到自己的国家能够强盛起来。
Meanwhile, he ran out of money in the accomplishing of his plans.
为了要达成这个的心愿，他几乎是用尽了所有的金钱。
As a result of running out of money, he contemplated two things.
在耗尽所有的金钱之后，他有两个选择。
First,
第一个的选择就是
he could disappoint his people and curtail his country's progress.
让他的国人失望，缩减国家的发展。
Second,
第二个选择就是
he could capitulate to his enemies.
向他们的敌人投降。
Neither path was acceptable to him.
这两条路呢，他都是不想行的。
On the one hand, he could not disappoint his people, and on the other, he thought that capitulating to the enemy was unthinkable.
一方面，他不想令到自己的国民失望，另一方面，他也绝对不考虑向敌人投降。
So, after a great deal of deliberation, he approached the women of Prussia.
所以经过了多方面的考虑和思索之后，他向普鲁士所有的妇女呼吁。
The king asked them if they would sacrifice their gold and silver jewelry to be melted down and be made into money for the good of their country.
国王就问他们愿不愿意献出自己的金银珠宝，融化铸为钱币，来去支援他们的国家呢？
He told them,that for each gold and silver ornament, he would give them one of bronze or iron as a token of his gratitude to their sacrifice.
国王仲同佢哋讲，为咗表示对佢哋嘅感谢，每一件捐出嚟嘅金银首饰可以换取一个铜或者铁做嘅装饰品。
Each of his decorations would bear the following inscription.
而喺每一件呢啲嘅装饰品上边都刻住几个字。
I gave gold for iron, 1813.
呢几个字就系喺1813年，我以金换取铁。
The response was incredibly overwhelming.
响应呢个呼吁嘅人非常之踊跃，令人好惊讶。
What was even more overwhelming was that those women prized these gifts from the king more highly than their former possessions.
更加惊人嘅系，呢啲妇女对国王嘅礼物远远比佢哋原本嘅首饰睇得更加珍贵。
The reason was clear.
呢个道理系显然易见嘅。
The bronze and iron decorations were the mark of their sacrifice for their king.
呢啲由铜或者铁做成嘅装饰品，代表住佢哋为国王嘅牺牲。
As a matter of fact, it is a matter of history.
而事实上，呢一班嘅妇女确实系写下咗历史嘅一页嘅。
It became unfashionable for women of Prussia to wear jewelry.
后来，对于普鲁士嘅妇女嚟讲，穿戴珠宝已经唔再流行啦。
Thus, the order of the Iron Cross was established.
而且佢哋从此咧就成立咗铁十字架会。
All members of that order wore no ornaments of gold or silver.
所有会员都唔再穿金戴银啦。
But instead, they wore a cross of iron for all to see.
相反，佢哋系戴上一个铁做嘅十字架，让所有人都睇得见。
What happened here?
呢度究竟发生咗咩事呢？
Generosity and sacrifice for the king became the way of life.
原来慷慨捐献同埋为国王牺牲已经成为佢哋嘅生活方式啦。
Generosity and sacrifice for the king became the mark of true citizenship.
慷慨捐献同埋为国王牺牲已经成为公民嘅标志啦。
Goodness and self-giving became the honor badge for all Prussians.
良善同埋付出已经成为所有普鲁士人嘅荣誉啦。
In many ways, that's exactly what the Apostle Paul meant in Galatians 5:22 and 23.
从多方面嚟讲，呢、这个正好就系使徒保罗喺加拉太书五章22同埋23节所讲嘅。
When he included generosity and goodness as fruit of the Spirit.
佢将良善系概括咗入去圣灵嘅果子里边。
Let us review that scripture again.
我哋咧嚟重温一下呢一段嘅经文啦。经文咧系记载喺加拉太书五章由十六节咧，我哋可以睇到去廿六节嘅，系加拉太书五章十六至廿六节嗰度咁样讲。我说你们当顺着圣灵而行，就不放纵肉体的情欲了。因为情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌，使你们不能做所愿意做的。但你们若被圣灵引导，就不在律法以下。情欲的事都是显然易见的，就如奸淫、污秽、邪荡、拜偶像、邪术、仇恨、憎敬、忌恨、恼怒、结党、纷争、异端、嫉妒、醉酒、荒宴等类。我从前告诉你们，现在又告诉你们，行这样事的人必不能承受神的国。圣灵所结的果子就是仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、恩慈、良善、信实、温柔、节制，这样的事没有律法禁止。
The Greek word agathos, which is translated goodness in the Bible,
圣经将希列文 agathos 呢个字咧翻译为良善
literally means giving to others as an outflow from a character that is filled with goodness.
字面嘅意思咧系话充满良善嘅性情流露喺对人哋嘅施予上边。
Imagine a multi-layer fountain.
让我们来想象一座多层的喷泉呢。
When you turn it on, it begins the top floor.
当喷泉启动的时候，水就从最高层往下流了。
Then the second layer gets filled, then the third layer.
然后第二层开始呢，就满出来，到去第三层那里。
Then it reaches the boundaries of the fountain.
跟住咧，就满到去喷泉嘅边缘啦。
Finally, everyone who comes near the fountain is going to get wet.
最后咧，每个靠近喷泉嘅人咧，都会系被水去整到湿晒嘅。
It is a character that is so overflowing with goodness that it cannot help but fill everybody who comes near it.
良善都有同样咁样嘅特点。可以不断咁样涌流出嚟，让到每一个靠近佢嘅人都会被充满。
That's what goodness means.
呢个就系良善嘅含义啦。
In reality, there are all kinds of motives for giving, including giving of ourselves and giving of our substance.
喺现实生活里边，无论系奉献我哋自己，或者系奉献我哋嘅物资。好多人呢都有唔同种类嘅动机嘅。
I have learned never to judge people's motives.
我已经学识咗唔去批评人哋嘅动机究竟系乜嘢啦。
That is not my business. That's God's business.
人哋嘅动机同我系冇关系嘅，呢个系神要管嘅事。
I only judge action.
我呢只系会去判断人嘅行为嘅啫。
Some people give because it makes them feel good.
有一啲人咧系因为感觉良好而去付出嘅。
Some people give because it is a habit.
有啲人付出咧系因为佢哋习惯咗。
Some people give out of obedience.
有啲咧就系因为顺从而去付出嘅。
And yet there are others who give out of selfish motives.
但系亦都有啲人咧系因为自私嘅理由而去付出嘅。
You may ask what it means to give out of selfish motive.
你可能会问咩意思呢？咩为之因为自私嘅理由而付出呢？
Let me give you an example.
让我来俾一个例子你。
Some years ago in the city of Miami in the United States,
几年前喺美国嘅迈阿密
the main street was lined up with beautiful royal palm trees.
大街嘅路旁呢系种咗一行好靓、好挺拔嘅棕榈树。
But one night, vandals cut down 6 of these magnificent trees.
但系喺一个嘅晚上，有啲嘅破坏嘅人呢，系砍低咗其中6棵嘅树。
And the city did not have enough money to replace them.
市政府冇足够嘅经费去补翻呢啲树。
However, very quickly, a generous donor was found.And he offered to replace the lost trees.
但系咧，佢哋好快就揾到一位慷慨嘅捐赠者，佢愿意咧捐钱补足呢一啲嘅树。
Let me tell you about this generous donor.
让我讲俾你听有关呢一位捐赠者嘅事啊。
The former trees have been about 15 feet tall, or 5 meters.
那些树原先呢，大概是有15公尺，或者是5米高的。
They formed a perfect foreground for a big airline company billboard.
他们呢，是很完美地陪衬出后面一副航空公司的巨型广告板的。
The new trees that were generously given.
但是这一批被慷慨捐赠者捐出来的新树呢，
were 35 feet tall.
却是有35英尺那么高。
And completely obliterated and hid that airline's billboard from sight.
却是呢，完全的是遮蔽了那间航空公司的广告板，令人呢是看不见的。
Guess who the generous donor was?
你估下这个慷慨的捐赠者究竟是谁呢？
A competing airline company.
让我告诉你，就是那家航空公司的竞争对手了。
I have to tell you what generosity is not before I can tell you what it is.
我要先告诉你慷慨并不是什么，之后呢再告诉你慷慨究竟是什么呢。
This is not the kind of generosity that flows out of the goodness that the Apostle Paul is talking about as fruit of the Spirit.
刚才那个例子里面所谓的慷慨呢，并不是由保罗所讲的圣灵的果子的果实那里流露出来的。
Please listen carefully to what I'm going to tell you.
请仔细听我讲的。
The opposite of goodness is evil.
良善的对立面就是邪恶了。
There is no in between.
这两者呢，是没有中间地带的。
There is either goodness or there is evil.
一是呢，就是良善，一是呢，就是邪恶。
The two are diametrically opposed.
这两者呢，是截然相反的。
But not all evil wants to look like evil.
但是并不是所有的邪恶呢，都是一眼就看得出的。
Evil often does not like to appear as evil, so it works hard at developing a good face.
邪恶不愿意很明显地去表现出他的真面目，他时时都很努力地去掩饰，以一个美好的面貌来出现的。
Evil works very hard to put on a goodness face.
邪恶很用心地去戴上良善的面具。
The Bible calls that hypocrisy and deception.
圣经称它为伪善和欺骗。
Let us look at some examples.
让我们来看看几个例子。
Someone commits a crime and then he says, well, it's not my fault.
有些人犯了罪之后就会说，这个不是我的错来的。
Or he might say, well, I did this for a good cause.
或者他会说，我是出于好意的。
A man deserts his family, but he put on a good face and say, "We are not getting along."
一个嘅人，佢抛弃咗自己嘅家庭，佢系假惺惺咁话，我哋性格唔夹啊。
Someone drinks to excess and tries to put a good face on it.
有啲人饮酒过度，仲要戴上假面具。
And he would say,I just have too many problems in life, and I need to forget my problems.
他就会说，我的生命里面呢，实在有太多的难题了，我想忘记这些的烦恼。
So he puts on a good face on the destruction of his life, to say nothing of the misery that he puts his loved ones through.
于是他就为这种自我毁灭的行为戴上面具，他是没有顾及他的亲人因为他而受的痛苦。
Or take a person who is blessed of the Lord, but instead of being faithful with God's blessings,
又或者拿一个蒙神祝福的人来讲，他不单止没有好好地运用神所赐的福气，
and overflow with generosity,
去慷慨施予，
and returns to God what belongs to God,
并且是将属于神的是归还给神。
He tries to put on a good face and say, we have lots of expenses.
反而呢还会狡辩地说我们呢花了很多的钱。
Or like someone who told me recently,
又或者就好像最近一个对我讲话的人这样
说。I am doing so well investing my money, I am not going to give anything to God.
他说目前我的投资很顺利，现在呢我都是不想是再奉献给神了。
Because I'm going to keep on investing it and make lots of money, then give God a big lump sum.
他说因为我要继续去投资，等我发了大达之后，我再给神大大的一笔钱。
I told him a story about a prominent Christian businessman who was the founder of a heavy machinery company.
我告诉你听一个故事，是关于一个很有名的基督徒商人的，他创办了一家重型的机械厂。
This man was known as a great steward of money.
这个人呢，因为擅长管理钱财呢而出名的。
But one year he decided not to give as he normally does.
但是有一年，他决定不再好像往常这样去奉献了。
Because he made more money than he's ever made before.
因为这一次他赚到的钱是比以往所赚的都更加多。
This is how he rationalized it.
他就这样去为自己解释
了。I will invest God's money this year, double it, and give twice as much next year.
他说我要拿神的钱再去投资，等赚回双倍之后，明年呢我就会双倍奉献给神了。
But he lost it all.
但是他不见了所有的钱。
Later on, he would testify that when he was praying one day, he heard the Lord speaking to him.
后来呢他就做见证话，当有一次向神祷告的时候，他听到神对他讲。
He said, next time you give me my money and I'll do my own investment.
他说下一次你将我的钱都给回我了，我要自己去投资啊。
Evil has always worked hard on looking good and presenting the face and the mask of goodness.
邪恶呢都总是在这里努力地去装扮，使自己呢看上去是好像更加良善。他不断地去展现这个的良善的面孔和面具。
I believe we have not yet seen all of the ramifications and the consequences of when evil that is spun and masquerade as good will be like.
我相信我们还未完全看得见邪恶化妆为良善所带来的后果。
When we call evil good and call good evil, it is only a matter of time until we will reap the consequences.
当我们称邪恶为良善，称良善为邪恶的时候，迟早我们是会自食恶果的。
The word of God is telling us that the generosity which is the outflow of the goodness of character is the true fruit of the Spirit.
神的话语告诉我们听，流露良善品性的慷慨才是圣灵真正的果子。
Be careful of the false goodness.
要小心虚假的良善啊。
Be careful of the inferior goodness.
要小心卑劣的良善。
Be careful of the fake goodness which is nothing but evil with a good face on it.
要小心假冒的良善，亦即是带着美好面具的邪恶。
Remember that agathos refers to the pure, sincere goodness.
请记住 agathos 这个的希腊文是指纯正的、真诚的良善。
Agathos refer to the goodness that springs forth in God-like action toward others.
Agathos 是指毫不犹豫地去善待其他人，就好像神善待人一样。
Agathos is characterized with honesty, truthfulness, and blazing integrity.
Agathos 的特性是包括了诚实、坦率 同埋闪亮嘅正义感。
Agathos is generosity that flows out of goodness and pours itself out to everyone around it.
Agathos 就系乐善好施，遍及身边所有嘅人。
Agathos does not just mean the giving or giving of oneself.
Agathos 是不单止意味着施予或者是付出自己。
It has a deeper meaning than that.
它还有更深一层的含义在里面。
I wish I could personally comprehend it totally, let alone explain it to you.
我希望自己不单止能够解释给你们听，亦都能够更加彻底地去理解它。
Agathos is the attitude that you have toward those around you.
Agathos 就是你对周围的人的一种态度来的。
Agathos is having an outstretched hand, not a clenched fist.
Agathos 就是一只伸出去的手，而不是紧握的两个拳头。
Agathos is a desire to help and comfort and encourage and motivate.
Agathos 是一种想帮助别人、安慰别人、鼓舞和去激励其他人的渴望。
Agathos is a virtue that cannot be contained, that cannot be bottled up, that cannot be hidden from view.
Agathos 是一种美德，这种美德是一种没办法包住、没办法收藏，亦都冇办法唔俾人睇见嘅美德。
It is reflected in your finances.
佢反映喺你嘅财务上边。
It is reflected in your thought.
佢反映喺你嘅思想里边。
It is reflected in your speech.
反映喺你嘅言谈之间。
It is reflected in your emotional response.
反映喺你嘅感情里边。
Agathos means goodness and generosity.
Agathos 是表示乐善好施。
Until we meet again, I'm going to continue to talk to you about goodness.
在下次的节目时间里面，我们将会继续和你谈论良善这个题目。
I wish you God's richest blessing.
愿神大大赐福给你。另外，如果你对今集的节目或者在读经的方面有任何的意见或者疑问，都欢迎你来信和我叶朗天分享。来信只要写电台所广播的通讯地址就可以了。好了，愿神大大赐福给你，我们下次节目时间再见。